It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused. What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze, shooting the breeze.
We are Toucher and Rich.
Shooting the breeze.
You know, it seems every time you turn on the TV, it seems odd these days to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and family, the grand design. Sometimes it's even harder to find. So what we do is we got a thing going on here that we do. When Rich is gone, we do this. It's just called shooting the breeze. You just think that it's just a bunch of bros hanging out. I give the analogy of just think of yourself in one of them boner commercials. You're just in the garage with your or in the bar in the backyard, just jamming out to some tunes with your boys. Playing some Seals and Crosses, that's right. Then, you know, or maybe you and your boys just have your own individual bathtubs that look out over Grand Valley. And you're saying to yourselves, what are we going to talk about today? What are we going to do? We're just going to shoot the breeze, let the time go by. You're just whittling a stick, waiting for things to get going. 617-779-0985. Matt, hello.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Yes, indeed, Mr. Irsay. Hello.
How you doing, Freddie? Hey, listen, I'm trying to find you on Cameo to hire you, but you are nowhere to be found anymore.
They took me down?
They took you down. I spent probably 20 minutes while taking a crap looking for you, and you are nowhere to be found.
Hey, listen, at least, I mean, taking a crap and thinking about me, man, that just makes me feel about 10 feet tall.
And real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to John in Vegas. Hey, this is Queef Party from the poker room.
All right. By the way, I'm not on Cameo.
Queef Party?
Well, that deserves some inspection, I think.
Why the hell am I not on Cameo?
Do they review the cameos that you do before they're sent out to the people requesting them? Do they not like your performance? Were you not up to the Cameo standard?
I don't know. Fred Rubino is up there. He's a stand-up comedian.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Is it under your real spelling or the Fred?
No, the fake spelling.
Okay.
Man, that is so not chill.
Okay, Fred Toucher Cameo. Boom, I got you right here, big guy.
I think it's more along the lines of, you know, and Fred, you talked about this before. You get to be of a certain age and your kids are running around like bats out of hell. You quarantine yourself in the bathroom for 20 minutes and you're like, solace, peace.
You know what, I mean, Fred? Leo Sayer's on here.
I don't see Fred, actually, now that I'm looking at it.
Wait, you just said you had him.
No, there's a Google search for him.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what happened here?
Oh, man.
You have to, like, text that dude back?
I don't know. I was on it the other day. I mean, there's Leo Sayer, Chris Christopherson.
Chris Christopherson?
These are all people that I wanted to chill with. 617-779-0985.
I thought Chris Christopherson was dead.
Hey, I guess not. Listen. Dead or alive, I still want to hang with him.
I understand. Listen, it's shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
I can
shooting
dig the breeze. A 6-foot hole. Just and lay on Mr. Christopherson and just make it happen. Right. just over there on the old tombstone.
Got it.
You know, man, that's all it's all about. I don't care where you're chilling. Cemetery, sex dungeon. Wherever, as long as you're just enjoying yourself. Dan on line two. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Freddie. So a little bit of show recap. So I got drunk at a wedding, and me and my buddy hotwired a golf cart and ghost-rided it off a cliff. That was a bad night.
That's cool.
And part two is a guy with a foot fetish walking down the street and sees a chick in sandals. Is that like me walking down the street and all of a sudden there's a topless girl? Like, how do they control themselves just being in public? Like,
I don't know.
How does that work?
I mean, I guess, you know, I don't know. It's just, I guess that it's just a feeling that you get in your tum-tum. You know? You just look at them sandals and you're just like, You know, fellas? Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, it's like, how do they go to the beach, man? You know, all the
it's true. You can't even get to the water. I mean, you're too busy looking around.
I mean, how do you get to the water? I'll tell you, just head towards it. Let yourself bathe in the waves. Come on, man. You guys are better than that. You know what I love is sailing. I mean, who can't relate to that? Ron on line three. Hello, Ron.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing, man?
We're doing very well.
All right. First and foremost, shout out to the Twitch fam. Shout out to my boy, all that Jelly Jamelli. But Fred, man, this hair just shooting the breeze. I'm just going to instruct you to ask me three questions. Is that okay?
My friend, shoot away.
All right, man. Here I go, man. Hot or cold, Fred? You can ask me that.
Hot or cold?
Come on, Fred. What kind of question is that, man? Hot. All right. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
For me?
No, for me. I'm instructing you to ask me the question.
What is
hot dogs or hamburgers?
Well, I'm gonna go with hamburgers, Fred, simply because, you know, I like hot dogs grilled and sliced, but hamburgers always a go.
What about cheese on that bad boy?
Of course, my boy Murray just sitting there.
That's right.
Number three, boobs or ass?
Boobs or ass?
God, my man. always ass, Fred. I'm a bottom feeder, by the way.
All right.
I'm a bleed like a hitman to the core. But that's all I wanted to say, fellas, man. I'm just shooting the breeze. And you guys have a great day. Thank you so much.
All right.
I'm not entirely sure what just happened.
He wanted me to ask him questions. He wanted to contribute in his own sexy way.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, who cares?
All right.
Yes, Mr. Joe Murray.
I say he's a bottom feeder.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Nothing wrong with that.
Always, always ass. Ooh. Well, there you go. That's that. People not in the right mindset today, fellas.
Yeah. It would seem they're not in the mood for whatever reason. It's weird.
Maybe because it's a little gray outside.
You think people aren't feeling, you know, when it's not 85 or 90 degrees and it's not hangout weather outside, people are shut in. You think the fact that people are inside means they can't shoot the breeze?
I think so.
I mean, if it was up to me, I mean, I'm trying to be a little bit of sunshine, you know? All right. I'm told to take line one. Granny, hello.
Well, good morning, boys. I think this is the right station. I'm from North Carolina.
Oh, Granny, you've called in before. I know who you are.
I've called in before. I want to know your opinion of you getting Cam Newton. Are you happy?
What is it with people that love feet, Granny?
I just want to know if you like him or not. Do you think you're going to like him? Because let me tell you, he's a good person. He's not the best quarterback. He's going to show off a lot. But you'll like him. He's a good person. I hope you'll learn to like him.
Granny.
Right?
Granny, why do people worship feet?
Feet? Yeah, is feet. That what you're asking me? Feet? Mm-hmm. I don't worship feet. What the hell are you talking about?
No, not you, but just in general. There's a subset of people that worship feet.
Not me, and I don't know any crazy fools like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well, do you like
Granny,
him or
what's
not?
What's your best feature, would you say? Your behind or your boobs?
My eyes.
Oh, you want to? You want the guys to keep?
The rest of me looks like doo doo.
So I'm there sure you don't mean that. That's not true.
I do mean that. You know, I'm 77, so that's it. All right, so but anyway,
you're saying everything is falling down.
Falling down. I'm 36 long.
Hey, Granny, were you a Bear Bryant fan at all?
No.
You didn't like the Bear?
Okay. I don't like Dallas at all. I'm going to start pulling for Tampa because I like Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah, he was all right.
Sure. Yeah. Always.
All right. Wait till you see Cam's outfits and all that. You will go crazy. You'll either love him or you'll hate him. I miss him. I think our Panthers did him dirty, and that's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, Granny. Okay. Thank you so much for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, Granny.
Yeah, thought you might have known the Bear.
That's a good poll.
The woman from the Feinbaum Show.
Yeah, that was a good poll, Joe. I like that.
All right. Well, listen. We've learned that I'm not on Cameo, which I can't quite understand. And we learned that Granny's falling apart physically. She's 36 long.
She had great eyes, though.
We learned. That's right. Her eyes are her best feature. All right. There you go. You know, guys, we shot the breeze. We did what we could.
Mm-hmm. Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
All right. We'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze. Shooting the breeze.
We are Toucher and Rich.
Shooting the breeze.
You know, it seems Every time you turn on the TV, it seems odd these days to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and family of the grand design, sometimes it's even harder to find. So what we do is we got a thing going on here that we do when it's when Rich is gone.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, it's anarchy at the old Toucher house. I will be in studio tomorrow.
All right, since you led with that, what's going on?
My wife wants my son to go somewhere, and he thinks it's too early, and they're just screaming at each other. But I guess no one heard it because you were babbling in the background. So what are you going to do? All right, we're going to get to Cam Newton, but first...
John's very perplexed by that. He's giving me the look, Fred, like, what's going on?
He just stopped talking.
So, John, just real quick, as Fred... I can hear in cue, if I leave it in cue, I can hear what may be going on in the background.
I see.
But you were giving you were talking to me through that same speaker. So
I see. Fred said, "Well, we weren't on the air."
Oh, no. But okay. Fred said, "Did you hear what's going on in the background of my house?" And I said,
yes.
"I did not because John was talking."
Okay.
And then John was talking, and then John was talking.
Okay.
So I know. And now you get all bummed out. And
no,
you,
not at all.
Recoil back into your corner.
No, I know. Not at all. I know. Not recoiling anywhere. I was actually giving a suggestion for a segment for the show.
And it's exactly what I said to Fred.
Yeah.
I said, John is giving me a suggestion if we need a segment. I thought some audio as well that we may be able to get.
Well, great. Listen, John, no one's attacking you.
I'm not feeling like I'm under attack.
Oh, look at the look. If you're on Twitch, folks, look at the look.
Not at all. I'm just trying to help, Fred. Trying to help out.
Just here to help.
Just here. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Well, there's not much to talk about here with this one thing, and then we'll get to Cam Newton. But there is Brantford, Connecticut, by the way. For the first girl I ever loved was from Brantford, Connecticut.
Oh, hey.
Dated her for 2 years until she left me. 2 years of college.
This is at Rollins.
Yes. I went a year without touching myself.
Because you were dating this girl.
Right.
Because and she,
I felt it was wasted time.
I see.
But, I mean, what are you going to do? Love and leave, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the hell's going on. Well, anyway, in Brantford, Connecticut, guess who was actually filming a Subway commercial? Mr. Bill Belichick.
And the world lost its mind.
Yeah, of course.
They lost their collective minds that Bill Belichick was seen eating a sub on a park bench.
Yeah, but he looked like Forrest Gump.
In Brantford, Connecticut.
And he's got socks on, his white socks and his tennis shoes. He's just having the time of his life.
It's like someone saw a Sasquatch in the wild.
Oh, you don't think this is incredibly bizarre that Bill Belichick is doing a commercial?
Yes, it is. And it, what's really bizarre is, I don't know, wasn't Tom Brady doing a lot of commercials now? And Tom Brady's no longer here, so all of a sudden Bill Belichick's now trying to get into the... I mean, Fred, we're all looking for endorsements, right?
Oh, you can, believe you me, I'm looking for endorsements, yes. I mean, so maybe Bill is ramping up for retirement.
Yeah, maybe that's it. And I don't know. I mean, they still got a lot of money from when that dude Jared left. So maybe...
Well, Jared didn't leave.
Jared was removed.
Jared's a convicted pedophile.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm sure there was a big meeting about whether they should get rid of him or not as the endorser. They're like, hey... what do you think here is that the face of our franchise is a convicted pedophile? And then they kind of rubbed their chins and went, I think we should get rid of him. Yeah. I don't think that this is gonna push a lot of sandwiches at this point.
Well, what better? I mean, they tried Mike Trout. That really hasn't worked out.
Well, they used to have commercials where the guys had to say who they were.
Yeah, and then the Watt family. I mean, there were three of them.
And then they threw the third one in there, which is you're just like, eesh.
So it's like, all right, man, we gotta step it up a little bit. Why not go with old beefy Bill Belichick?
I don't know. I think it's fascinating. And I guess that they had like the city of Brantford was just like every news person was out there just filming. And someone said it's like seeing a Yeti in the wild. It's just Bill Belichick on a park bench eating a sub.
Partying.
How many takes do you think he allows while he's sitting on the bench eating the sub? Like, how many takes will he endure? Because there's got to be a point where he's like Sinatra and he's just like, we're done.
That's right. You have it. That's enough.
Yeah. Like,
don't
Jackie
need another
Gleason.
Camera angle of this.
Yeah. Gleason would come in drunk. He wouldn't know his lines and he would do a scene and he'd say, there you go.
Sinatra would do one take and that's it.
That's why Ocean's 11 sucks so bad.
Oh, no. It wasn't just because of that. It was just the Sinatra version of it was awful.
Awful, but awful. No. But you know, the story about that is Sinatra, they drank all night.
Yeah.
And the Sinatra would come in and he'd go, you got it. And they'd be like, well, Frank, no. And they'd be like, you got it.
Yep.
So I figure Bill Belichick is a Sinatra type. That's how I'm reading the room right now. Yes. Is that Bill goes, you got two. If you don't like, and then all you have to say is, ooh, that's a sandwich. He's like, that's a sandwich. Well, could you put more feeling into it? No.
Have you met me? I can't.
How about I bite into it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I bite into it? Subway, the big the bread and the wet meat.
What's more natural than Bill Belichick sitting on a park bench?
That's true.
I mean, if you're going to put him in his environment, put him in a park in Brantford, Connecticut on a park bench. That would be perfect branding, I think. No, we're not going to film you in your house at Nantucket. We're not going to film you. Well, you can't film him in the facility. But the point is, don't put a football field anywhere near him. Put him on a park bench in the middle of nowhere, Connecticut. Let's do that.
You got one take.
Oh, here the Subway headquarters aren't far from there.
Subway headquarters, could I please get a tour? Where do you slaughter the animals? I want to bathe in the blood. I'll have a BMT, but I would like to see you get the meat from the creature.
Dan O'Brien has a good point. Do you think he has any lines in this commercial? Or is it just him eating a sub?
Well, if I was doing the commercial, I would just have him on a bench eating a sub.
I'm not a major on that.
I would just have him on a bench eating a sub.
He went all the way from Nantucket. And granted, it's not an easy trip. Got to get off the island and then drive to Connecticut. Eat a sub.
They took him in a helicopter.
All right.
Okay.
You think the Subway people are going to half-ass it when you get your hands on a Belichick?
It's true. You send the company plane.
Yeah. Right. I mean, come on.
Right.
You think Belichick's hauling himself up there? Come on. He's the face of the franchise now.
I was going to say, it used to be Happy Gilmore around here, and now it's turned into Bill Belichick. What do you think? What do you think's in that sub?
Pain.
Mr. T,
my favorite sub. It's just mustard and bread.
Yeah,
I just think there's pain inside of there.
That's true. The eating of the sub looks so natural, too.
No, it's just amazing that, like, anyone who's, like, I can't think of anyone who's lived, like, a normal life that I would be more shocked in seeing in a commercial than Bill Belichick. The fact that we're even discussing it, and I find it fascinating, really says something about the man. That is, I don't know why it's blowing my mind.
It might be the outfit. He's got the Dickies on, the Dickie khakis.
Oh, that's just what he was wearing when they picked him up.
Yeah, that's a walk out the door thing.
I wonder if it is a Forrest Gump kind of situation where, like, he's playing ping pong, and then he's over, like, at the Nixon White House. Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. Belichick playing ping pong. I'd like to see that, actually.
Or he's running a touchdown back from Bear Bryant.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, now we're talking.
Now, and then now, a feather goes by.
Yeah, now we're cooking with gas.
He's eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it's... Life is like a box of chocolates.
Him carrying a guy to safety while bombs explode around him. It'd be perfect.
Hey, come here. I'm going to carry you to safety. Hello, you know, President Nixon. That's what they had. And then he's in black and white and he just pops up all over the place.
Dan just whispered, life is like a $5 footlong. Maybe they could do that.
I know. I think we're on to something here.
Do you have $5?
Even better. He calls Brady. Do you have $5?
$5.
Hey, anyone spare a five spot? I'm hankering for a BMT. Just sitting there. Just sitting there. He's having the time of his life. He's having the time of his life. I mean, he is... Oh, forget it. I got to stop breaking it down. I can't stop looking at it. He is just sitting there eating the sandwich. I mean, it doesn't look like there's much dialogue.
No. I don't think there are any lines. I think that's a smart thing.
I mean, really, what is the concept of the commercial? It's just, hey, when I'm...
I think if they were smart, they'd do the Forrest Gump angle and put Belichick, Photoshop Belichick into all those things who's the actor? Why can't I think of
Hanks.
Tom Hanks' photo. I don't know why I just drew a blank there. More famous actors in the last 30 years. But anyway, just Photoshop him in to all the things Tom Hanks was Photoshopped into.
That's what I would do. He's got a mask, but it's hanging by his ear. He's got it all going on. The people of Brantford, Connecticut couldn't stop. They just loved it. All right. Well, when we come back, Cam Newton was in a roundtable discussion with some other players, and he talked about coming to the New England Patriots and getting that phone call. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
PBJ.
Yes, indeed. You don't have peanut butter and jelly? F you. All right. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Toucher. Like, I didn't really pay attention to it, and now I'm pissed.
Rich. Going to dress as an ape and jump out of the bushes.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hey, Man, I'm telling you, life must be good for some people. I'm going to take line one. Just because Nick had an incredibly hard time explaining what was going on.
Okay.
It just says John Travis Kelce.
Okay.
And so I'm like, Travis Kelce, okay. And then he's like, Fred hates Travis Kelce. John, go ahead. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Nick was befuddled by the fact that I brought up a topic to talk about. I know.
You should have heard him. You should. Like, what am I supposed to do?
He stumbles when I talk to him.
What am I supposed to do with just the words Travis Kelce? Yes.
Well, I brought up the fact that he is doing his normal douchey stuff. If you've been paying attention, he's kind of made the whole Patrick Mahomes signing about himself shocking. He's running around with Patrick Mahomes with his little hoop earrings and his cool buttoned up shirts.
Yeah, Travis Kelce is reminds me a lot of Julian Edelman, that he's trying to chase fame, which is it seems to elude him. I mean, would Travis Kelce be more famous or less famous if he was just really good at football?
He would be just as famous. He doesn't need all that.
Yeah, Travis Kelce's now the best tight end in football. I mean, smile for the camera and say hello. You know, do an interview. That's fine. But his running around trying enough.
That's not enough. You got to dress like a total a-hole. You got to dress like you're from like the early, like an early 90s, like skateboard group or something.
Yeah, and then he can do commercials where he like overacts. They can make him do anything. They could be like, pull down your pants and, you know, do a fruit salad.
Loves it.
Oh yeah, he loves
well,
it.
Well, now he's trying to like become part owners of sports teams, I believe.
What, like,
is he part of the Mets?
Chargers, and I believe he's trying to get in on the Mets.
Yeah, he's part of A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez's Mets bid, I think.
All right, this is going to sound dumb, but can you own a football team while you're playing?
Why not?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be like betting
football
on the
team? No. Right. Baseball team, yes.
Yeah, well, that might be wrong. Maybe it's not the Chargers. He's involved with someone else.
I thought it was the Mets ownership group that he was part of. Yeah. What do I know?
Well, good luck with that. Casey on line two. Go ahead, Casey.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I got invited to go play in a Skins game yesterday. And I'm a decent golfer, but, you know, this guy just starts giving me tips right away. I slice my first one. He's like, oh, you start doing this. And then, like, you just get all messed up for the rest of your round. How did your round go the other day?
I asked my wife this before we went on the air. Are you being a prick? I was playing with two other guys who are friends. Am I being a prick if I just run out of steam after the ninth hole and I go, hey, guys, I'm going to pack it in?
No. Why does that make you a prick?
Because I feel everything makes me a prick.
Okay. You're asking me the question. The answer is no.
Okay.
It's nine holes, and we said first segment of the show, 13 or 14 holes is enough. And there would, and the golf course I was talking about that's across the street from Callahan State Park in Framingham apparently is closed now. But they had it perfect, 14 holes. And how many times have you played? And Joe, I don't know how often you play, but Fred, let me ask you, because you play a little bit more than me. You get to hole 12, you get to hole 13, and you start counting. Okay, I got six holes left, I got seven holes left.
Okay.
It's right around there. So
on a weekday, if I go and play golf, all right, so I've been up since the crack of ass, then the guys are like, do you want to have a couple beers and get lunch? So I have a couple beers and eat lunch, and then the next thing you know, you know, I'm battling it, starting like on the seventh hole, and by I get to the ninth hole, my game is completely falling apart, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Nine's enough. It is. Nine's enough. Why else do you think they have nine-hole courses for people like you and me? I have a nine-hole course about 500 yards from my house.
I can only play the front or back nine, so nine is completely fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've played like the back nine of my club like twice. Like, I don't even know how to get around on it. All right. First of all, by the way, the Kansas City Chiefs, just I know we're kind of all over the place, but who cares? All right, so they have this. Nick sent an article that was our sports radio ready to change more team names. All right, so you have the Redskins, which was obviously a no-brainer. And has anyone decided if they went the Natalies?
No.
A girl from Facts of Life?
No, no one's decided. I mean, there are some really cool, you know, pictures and mock-ups that we've been, all been tweeted with of
I've
Natalie,
only
but
one.
No.
I've only gotten one. If you want to send me something on Instagram, if I can figure out how to get messages, at Fred Toucher. I mean, I really think Natalie from Facts of Life, if Dan Snyder, who's an absolute piece of garbage and didn't want to do this Redskins thing, and if you read the press release, it says Redskins about 5,000 times on it,
yeah,
as if he's shoving in your face. But, like, if he really wanted to screw the NFL, why don't they just put a picture of Natalie from Facts of Life on the helmet? Just Natalie sitting there.
I don't know. Mindy Cohn would be very happy, I guess.
Well, yeah, you give Mindy Cohn a couple bucks.
A couple hot dogs.
What does she look like now, I wonder? You trot her out
beautiful.
On opening day?
I'm sure she's absolutely beautiful.
You don't think she's lost a weight? Let's IMDb
I think,
this.
I don't think that Natalie's her weight was an issue of eating.
Oh, she's
I think
that large was, and, a large woman is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time I see Natalie, I think of her going to the bathroom.
Why?
Because it just would be so disgusting.
Why? Why would you do that? It's so bizarre. All right.
There's never been a girl that you can't get over, like that you think that you always think of them going to the bathroom and it disgusts you?
I don't think of them going to the bathroom. I've been disgusted by women that I look back at my past. Yes.
No, but it's just like there's certain, like Pink. The Pink, the singer. I always like, go, oh, gross. Like, she's all farting and going to the bathroom. Like, every time I see her, I think that.
I haven't thought that way. No, we part company here. I have not.
All right. Well,
I don't think of it that way.
I
no.
thought I had a brother in arms.
No, no, so. I'm sorry.
All right. But, okay, so the Redskins is obvious. The Braves has got a Tomahawk Day. Obviously, the Indians had to get rid of Chief Wahoo. But does Kansas City Chiefs, now it's not my decision to be made. I am not a Native American. But the Kansas City Chiefs never even occurred to me as being at all that someone would consider that offensive.
I don't know. Is that? I don't think it is offensive.
I don't
is
think it?
It
is.
No. I mean, what do I know what's offensive? I mean, the Redskins is easy, and Chief Wahoo was ridiculous that that ever made it onto a uniform.
Yeah, I mean, the you know, the Florida State Seminoles, I don't think that's offensive.
Well, Seminoles is because of the area that they're in.
Right. I mean, so you got to get rid of the Tomahawk chant, I would imagine, at this point. But I don't think
that.
That's offensive.
No, the Seminoles is just, yeah, based on, like, I guess the tribe that was indigenous to that area.
Right.
But I don't get the Chiefs. I don't get it. I don't know why that would be offensive. But again, who am I? All I do is I think of Natalie going to the bathroom and quit after nine holes. And then after that, my wife gets so annoyed with me because I'm constantly asking her if what I did was wrong. Because I just assume I'm pissing everyone off at all moments. And then I also assume they're thinking about me all the time. Because in order to think that people are pissing you all the time, you're under the assumption that they're thinking about you,
sure.
Which is a mental illness.
Yes.
I mean, that's a mental illness. I constantly think people are talking about me or thinking about me, when in reality, the guys I played golf with yesterday probably haven't thought about me again.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Fred was tired and he left.
No, but today I feel they're commiserating and talking about what a a-hole I am.
I don't think so. I don't think that happened.
Alex on line one. Go ahead, Alex.
Just real quick. The Kansas City Chiefs name has nothing to do with Native Americans. It actually has to do with some guy, Lamar Hunt, changed the team from the Dallas Texans to the Chiefs. But after some guy named Bartle, and the nickname originated from that guy's involvement in the Boy Scouts of America, not Native Americans.
Ah, well, there you go. Thank you. That is a... an excellent point. I couldn't figure out what the chief, I mean, that just seems like nothing.
Bartles, did he say?
From Bartles and James?
I was just going to say, from the Bartles and James wine cooler empire?
Line two, go ahead. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Wallach, I was wondering if you, the Eagle, are offended by the Seattle Seahawks.
No, I've managed to put that behind me. I'm past it.
Well, listen, I mean...
or the Boston College Eagles.
That's right. Much closer to home.
Eagles. Yeah. I mean, his wife... His wife went to Boston College.
Yes, I mean, sir. That's true.
That's she was attracted to him immediately. She said, "I can't put my finger on it, but there's something about this guy that I like." All right, we'll finally get to the Cam Newton stuff in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I miss being in the studio. I should be back tomorrow, hopefully, if things go as planned. And one of the reasons is the interactions between Nick and Dan.
He's a very short fuse with me these days. Very short.
You have been known to go from zero to Irish quickly as well.
Yes,
however.
I have, John. But I'm since I've been back from vacation now for two whole days, I'm a bit mellower, you know?
I see.
I tried to talk to Nick during the last commercial break, and he kind of...
Oh, boy.
He snapped.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so
funny. But it was
funny.
A good snapping, yeah.
It's just so funny to me is that if you, like, ask him anything, like, it's all of a sudden like, oh, God, what's going on? Like, dude, you have a job.
I just referenced how I said, I know you hate me, and all of a sudden he just was like, I don't hate you. I guess I don't hate you.
All right. Cam Newton was involved in a roundtable discussion with, of all people, Odell Beckham Jr. and Victor Cruz coming out of nowhere. Victor Cruz.
Yeah, he's not like a moderator or whatever, or a host.
Yeah. All right. So let's hear what Cam Newton had to say about getting the call from the Patriots.
I mean, I got a call and my agent hit me. I was, you know, no cap. I was working out. And he was like, hey, man, you know, we just got an interest from a team. I'm like, okay, cool. Who? And he was like, New England. I said, hold on. Like, how is me and Belichick going to mesh? You know what I'm saying?
Because that was the first thing I thought.
Because it's like perception.
Yeah.
Like,
but I think his perception of Belichick is not that. Like, there is no, like, how is it going to work? For me, all he want to do is put you in a place to succeed.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see it.
But it also, it's like this, too. It's like, okay, like, can we not, we have to talk about the elephant in the room. And it's like, you know you who you coming after. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
What he was, what he is great. Needs no even talking about it. But one thing about it, though, you, Coach McDaniels, are you able to call some stuff that you ain't never been able to call now? All right, you know, and I told, hey, you getting a dog? You getting one of these ticked off dogs, yeah, too, that's like, bro. And I'm looking at the schedule, I'm like, who we play?
That team passed on me. Okay, that team passed on me. They could have game and got me. They hollered at me. I even asked my agents, like, hey, yo, so what's up with... Nah, man, the agent act like he was like, well, we got to wait till... It was just all type of, you know, issues. So I'm like, bro, you know what? I'm gonna take this time with the COVID. I said, I'm going to commit to myself.
There you go.
I got a problem.
Okay, what's the problem?
I feel like he didn't want to play here now. Like, I actually liked the Cam Newton signing. I thought that he'd be... obviously, the odds said that he'd come to New England all this time, and I thought he would sign here eventually. But hearing him say that makes me feel like he didn't want to be here, and that the Patriots, in the end, maybe didn't want him unless they could get him at that price.
So?
I feel like maybe he didn't want to play here. A, because of Belichick. Like, how's that going to work between him and Belichick? I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting out of there. And then he mentions the elephant in the room and Tom Brady and whatever. And then the McDaniels calling stuff. He's getting a dog. I don't know. When I hear this, obviously it was at the end of the show yesterday, but the more I listen to it, it sounds like maybe he didn't want to be here and settled on the Patriots.
He didn't want to be here. He settled on the Patriots because the Patriots were like, all right, this is what we can offer you. And you have a chance to start. There's no other team in the NFL right now that's going to give you a chance to start. We have an opportunity. If you can beat out Jared Stidham, if you're completely healthy, you can start. And we'll give you all of these bonuses. These are the bonuses we can afford. It doesn't matter how he got here. What matters is he's motivated. And if he plays well this season and the Patriots win double-digit games and they go deep in the playoffs, he's going to get paid. The Patriots can franchise him next year. He'll make over $30 million. And then after that, if the Patriots don't want to franchise him again, and, you know, Jared Stidham is finally ready, then he leaves and gets paid big time. So it doesn't matter whether or not he wanted to play here. It doesn't matter why the Patriots signed him. What matters is he's motivated, and if he's healthy, both sides win.
So you don't think in any way he didn't want to play for the Patriots, and the Patriots didn't want him unless
Patriots didn't want him unless he met their price. And he didn't want to play for the Patriots because he didn't want to make little amount of money.
So does that change anyone's thoughts on who the starting quarterback will be for the Patriots?
No, well, that's what Zolak said, is Zolak thinks it's going to be Stidham. I mean, do it with you will what you will with that. But, yeah, it's very possible the Patriots said, all right, Cam Newton's just sitting there, and no offense, Jerry.
That's all good.
No, but you know, Cam Newton's just out there, and, you know, give him a call. Let's do our due diligence. And then they figured out they could get him for nothing and just said, to hell with it. Let's sign him.
Yep.
And then Cam Newton obviously was pissed off because, I mean, he probably never thought in his life, given his size and skill set, that he was going to be playing for this little amount of money. I mean, you probably, in eighth grade, he probably knew that he was going to be a professional football player. I mean, you know. And so, what is he, 6'5", like 240 something like that?
Oh, yes, he's a linebacker playing quarterback.
Oh, I made the joke. He made more money at Auburn than he will with the Patriots this year. I agree with that.
That's a joke. I think that's a legitimate point.
Yeah.
But I do think, though, he didn't want to play here.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't want. But no one's debating that. He didn't want to play here.
But, John, Joe's also saying that he didn't want to play here not just because of he wanted more money, is that maybe he didn't want to play under Belichick.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's certainly a possibility. But from what I've read and heard, you know, the Patriots have maintained a dialogue with him for the last few months. And they wanted to see, you know, where the market on him landed. And Belichick does not have a sure shot quarterback, and Cam Newton didn't have a chance to make any money. Mm. And the only way to rekindle his value is to play for a Hall of Fame head coach and a good offensive coordinator. And lo and behold, here you have a marriage here. Patriots weren't sure about Cam Newton. Newton wasn't sure about the Patriots. But now we're in a situation where both sides can benefit in a big way.
I wouldn't call it a marriage. I would call it a little fling.
They're dating. Fine. Yeah, whatever. They sleep with each other for a year, and then everyone's happy.
Yeah.
So they're going to hell, basically.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to bring up. It started to annoy me, all the stuff Tom Brady was doing on social media, especially with TB12 and stuff. how quick are you going to get annoyed with all this Cam Newton stuff?
Oh, the outfits and the social media
more
posting.
More the social media stuff.
Well, now that's the real question, because there have been a lot of guys. Like, remember Ocho Cinco when he came here? There was nobody more active on social media than him. He came here, and then it all disappeared. The question is, when Cam Newton arrives here and starts playing for the Patriots, does all of these roundtable discussions with, you know, Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham, and does all of that disappear? Does he you know, tone it down?
No. You can't ask him. You can't ask him to change his personality or stop doing stuff. I mean, you're paying him $1 million and sign him to a 1-year deal.
Well, no, you can dress whatever you hold press conferences and say whatever you want after games are over. But does the social media stuff stop?
Not if I'm Cam Newton. They told me to stop. I go, F you. What are you going to do? Cut me? Good. You know, you're going to cut me? Oh, boy, I'm really going to miss that, like, $200,000.
But it's the future earnings that you have to worry about. That's the thing. I mean, he's using the Patriots to get his dollars up for a year or 2 years from now.
I mean, really, what does he do on social media that would be considered out of bounds for the Patriots?
No, he's outspoken, that's all, and that's different. Other than Gronkowski, that's different than everyone else.
Well, they're not going to be, I mean, that would be the least of my concerns. I wouldn't care at all about that if I'm the Patriots. I mean, short of him, you know, attacking opponents or something like that, going like, we're going to win.
But you agree that's not necessarily the Patriot way over the last 5-10 years. You don't have a lot of guys doing that other than Gronk, correct?
Yeah, but Gronkowski's and Brady, and they're both stars. And you bring in a star, and there's certain expectations that he has, and I wouldn't worry about it if I'm the Patriots. All I want is to get a solid year out of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he can do whatever he wants on social media, short of attacking other teams. You know, I'm sure there would be discussion about that. But if he just wants to put up his thoughts or some corny dance thing or something, I mean, I wouldn't care if I was him. All right. Here we go. There is Pete Thamel. He believes, he writes for Yahoo Sports, that there'll be no college football season, much to the chagrin of the Bankroll Boys. We will talk to him in just a moment. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.